Welcome back. Frail and retired from public life, 90-year-old Nelson Mandela appeared before 100,000 people at an election rally over the weekend. He was cheered as he rode into a packed stadium with African National Congress leader Jacob Zuma. It was a powerful image for the millions of poor black South Africans who still embrace the ANC as the party that defeated apartheid. Zuma has survived corruption and sex scandals to emerge as one of the country's most popular leaders ever, and even though Nobel Prize winner, retired Archbishop Desmond Tutu, says Zuma is unfit to govern, he is expected to assume the presidency after tomorrow's parliamentary elections. In fact, the ANC is expected to sweep, just as it did in the first post-apartheid election in 1994 and in two others since. The BBC's John Humphreys reported from South Africa during the 1970s and recently returned to his old home in Johannesburg to see how things have changed or haven't.
And here we are, we've arrived. Liston World Road, very pleasant too. Just as I remember it, almost just as I remember it, the jacaranda trees, of course. But a lot of security. In fact, the only people around that I can see, black men with bright yellow jackets and security on their backs. Very high walls, electric fences on the top of them now. And here is my house, number 29. This is very, very strange coming back. I'm John.
Hello, John. I'm Sharon. Hi.
Hello,
nice
Sharon.
To meet
and how long
you.
Have you been here?
This is our ninth year.
It's 30 years since I've been
70s.
Here. When I come back, just driving here now through Saxonwold, it is so different. Not in terms of the houses and the trees and it's as beautiful as, but the security.
Oh, yeah, no, the security. I had an incident where people drove in behind me and, you know, took my watch and ring and...
What, when you were trying to come into your own house?
I did. I drove in and they drove in behind me. They follow you back from shopping centres or wherever you've been. That's why we have a quicker closing time on the gate now.
Apart from the crime, that sense of being barricaded inside your own home, life's been pretty good for prosperous white people like Sharon and her family. They still have the servants and the wealth and most of the decent jobs. In the more prosperous areas of the city, it's overwhelmingly white faces in the restaurants and black people serving them. In the best hotels, the cleaners and the porters and the waiters, black. So, for the white middle class, life seems good. For poor whites, it's different.
Here you can see in the distance the squatter camp.
Darby Teron works for the Solidarity Union, which has mostly white members, and he's taken me to a squatter camp in the high veld outside Pretoria.
They haven't got beds, mattresses and blankets.
It's a grim place. Dozens of flimsy shacks, no running water or decent sewage, animals wandering everywhere, barefoot children. Just the kind of place you'd have expected to find homeless black people when I lived here. But these people are white. There are about 80 of these squatter camps in this area, maybe 1,000 across the country. This one's run by Hans, he wouldn't give me a surname, a burly Afrikaner with a great biblical beard. He seemed resigned to the fact that he is now getting a dose of what blacks got under apartheid.
It's just changed around, and now the white people is at the bottom. Nothing changed.
You say nothing's changed. In fact, of course, everything has changed.
Yeah, just changed around. The black people are running now. And the white people want some support from them. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to do.
Find work?
Nah, you got the wrong color, sorry. You got the wrong color, you got the wrong skin. And now if he comes, he say, I tell you straight, sorry, man. These two black guys is going to come and work here. Sorry, no work.
Why don't the poor whites have access to the same welfare that... poor blacks.
If you got a card what says A and C, yeah, you can walk into any place. If you haven't got a card like that, then you're down on the street.
Davi Teron also thinks the ruling Afrikaners, like him, had it coming.
We were given jobs all over the place. We kept the black people out of jobs. So in a certain sense, we are reaping the fruit of our own wrongdoings. And I say this with great sorrow towards these people.
As we drive back to Pretoria, Teron noticed some tents being pulled out of a truck on another patch of land. They've just arrived, he said. That'll be another squatter camp tomorrow. But for every poor white, there are maybe 1,000 poor blacks. In some areas, like the Eastern Cape, almost half the population is unemployed. and most of those with jobs earn a pittance. The gap between rich and poor has not closed with the death of apartheid. It has widened. If there's one place in South Africa that sums up the despair of the old order and the hope of the new, it's here in Alexandra Township, the oldest of the black townships in South Africa. Behind me, row upon row upon row of brand new houses, just what was promised when apartheid ended. They're modest enough, mostly one bedroom and a tin roof, but they're new and they're clean and they have plumbing. In front of me, stretching to the rim of the valley as far as I can see, endless foul shacks crammed together. A massive, fetid slum with 8 or 10 people in many of the shacks and no plumbing. The stench in the summer is appalling. And yet these new houses, palaces by comparison, are empty. They stand as a potent, silent symbol of hope betrayed.
Vuma, vuma.
There are nearly 2.5 million families in South Africa who still have no real homes. These women are a few of them. They stage regular protests outside the empty houses. A charming song if you don't understand the words. Let us go into the houses because there are rats in our shacks. And they have gone into them, squatted in them, until they were thrown out by the police. They're planning to return, but they know they'll be thrown out again. They blame government corruption for their plight, and they say they won't be voting next week. Their leader is Mama Tolo.
You haven't got work, you haven't got food, you haven't got a shelter. So how can you vote? For what are you voting for? Nothing is happening.
Who will you support?
Nobody. We're just working with the people. Now, we thought, this is the time for the revolution. You have to take what belongs to you. If you don't take, you won't get.
So this is the start of a revolution against your own black government?
Yes. Yes. There's no better life now. After 1994, we thought maybe there will be something different. But there's nothing different.
Democracy in South Africa is still being tested.
The BBC's John Humphreys with his look at South Africa ahead of elections there tomorrow. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. Our production team includes Lynn Menegon, Kevin Sullivan.